Welcome back. I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce, and this is City Views. The Trinity AME, African Methodist Episcopal Church in Salt Lake City, resides in a historic building on 6th South dating back to 1907. But the structure is showing its age, and it's threatening the ability of the congregation to stay afloat. Joining me now to talk about their predicament and a call for help is the Reverend Nerjan Govan. She is pastor at Trinity AME Church in Salt Lake City. And Pastor, thanks very much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Also with us, Shanika Sykes, a member of the Trinity AME congregation. Shanika, hi.
Hello. And I want to say that I recently moved in a neighborhood. I'm not an official member yet. I am here to support the church I have been attending for the past 2 months.
Terrific. And James Green, also with the Trinity AME. And James, hi.
Hi.
If you'd like to join us, whether it's a wedding or a baptism or simply a community that you have found at Trinity AME, how has the church enriched your life? Feel free to share your stories at 801-355-TALK, 801-355-8255, or you can send email to cityviews@kcpw.org. And Reverend Govan, let me start with you. Tell us a little bit about your congregation.
Well, we're an elderly congregation. We consist of persons who've been there for quite a while, and many of them are retired on a fixed income, and their children have followed the music, so to speak, and so that it's not that easy for us to raise our budget that it's required to operate the church because we have so many retirees.
Mm-hmm. The AME Church, I understand, was founded by a Bishop Richard Allen. He had a religious awakening in the late 18th century. Can you tell us about the foundation of this church, of the AME Church?
Well, Bishop Richard Allen was born in about 1760, I believe, and he had a religious awakening shortly after that. And he saw members of his race being actually ejected from the Episcopal Methodist Church, and that gave him the impetus and the reason for founding his own church, or our own church. And so after that, they came together and founded what is now the African Methodist Episcopal Church, and they took their names from the body to which they belong before they founded their own church, and that was the Episcopal Methodist Church, or the Methodist Episcopal Church. And so they're known today as the African Methodist Episcopal Church. And I believe the founding of the church took place in Philadelphia. And about what year was that, James Green?
About 1787.
Around 1787 when the church was founded. And the first building was in Philadelphia. It was called the Mother Church. And it's located there now.
Mm. And its name is Bethel, Mother Bethel.
It's called Mother Bethel Church.
I understand that Trinity's historical roots here in Utah stretch back to the late 1800s. What were the beginnings of the congregation at that time here in Utah?
Around 1880, and it sort of took place with the Utah booming in the industry. I believe at that time it was the railroad, the farming, and mining brought many people into this area. And so the church accommodated the spiritual needs of a large migrant of African Americans who came from other parts here because there were plentiful jobs. However, when the booming went belly up and the population migration took place where people left this area, the church suffered a decline in its membership around that time.
Mm. We're speaking with Reverend Nerjan Govan. She is pastor at Trinity AME Church in Salt Lake City, also with us James Green and Shanika Sykes. And we're talking about a building that's falling apart. 801-355-TALK is our number, 801-355-8255. James Green, tell us about the building at 239 East 6th South. I understand the cornerstone was set in 1907?
Yes. And the gentleman that kind of built the church lived up in Park City. And he he would come down on the on the weekends and work through the weekend in order to try to get the building built. And then he finally, I think he went to France to check out the architecture of buildings and that. And when he come back, he finished it, and hopefully we can get it done. We'll open up the ceilings. I don't know if you've been over there, but it has a lower ceiling they put in to kind of keep the heat during the wintertime. That was the reason. But hopefully we can get this done and open up that ceiling so the people could really see how beautiful it is.
Mm-hmm. Reverend Govan, so what's wrong with the building? Is it crumbling its foundations, or what's going on?
The building is in dire need of restoration and repair, and the damage to the building is particularly concentrated in the basement, and that opposes a great financial burden on the church, because heretofore a large percentage of our revenue came not just from benevolence, but also from food sales. And with mold and mildew concentrated in the basement, making it not inhabitable, not usable, we closed the kitchen a couple years ago, and that cut off a great source of revenue for us. And so it is very important that we restore that area so that we can once again have social activities and weddings and things of that nature, and also restore the kitchen so that we can begin to serve the population through the special cuisine that we're known for.
So it's not just an issue of having a gathering place for your worship service. It really is a financial issue as well. Shanika Sykes, how did you learn about the troubles at Trinity AME?
Well, I'm a longtime Utah resident, and I have passed this wonderful little church sitting on the corner of, sitting in the middle of 600 South between 2nd East and 300 East. And I've always wanted to go. I've heard a lot of things about Trinity AME. And when I moved in the neighborhood recently, and I'm in walking distance, I decided I would go over. And I found this church to be, it's beautiful. It's a beautiful little church, and the people are wonderful and friendly. And I have been going ever since. And then to learn about the history of the A&E Church, I was raised Baptist myself. So to learn about the history and Bishop Allen and what it is that he has done for African American, well, for the nation. And it was just, it's a wonderful place. And I really would like to do my part to be part of its restoration.
I know that the Salt Lake Interfaith Roundtable, in a recent editorial, the chair of that group, Alan Bachman, urged Utahns to rally around this congregation and to save Trinity AME. I'm wondering why should the broader community care what happens to a little church in the middle of downtown Salt Lake City? Shanika Sykes.
Well, I think we all should care, and we are very grateful that the Interfaith Roundtable has taken this upon themselves to help us out. The broader community should care, because this is a contribution to Salt Lake City. It's a historic building. The building is paid for. The membership is an older congregation. Their children have moved away, and for on fixed income, they are actually making the monthly payments of about $9,000 a month. And I think that takes a lot. And the reason the community should care is because this has been a meeting place. I have met people who say, oh, I used to go there to get soul food, you know. And imagine when people visit Salt Lake City and they're looking at, you know, at the different people, the different pioneers. And Black people have also been pioneers. And so this is a part of Salt Lake City. And I think this is why that we all should care.
Pastor Govan, how can people help? What are you asking for?
We're asking people to make donations to the Restoration Fund by contacting Zion Bank, and the name of the fund is the AME Church Fund. And we're asking that people would make contributions of any size to help us to raise the restoration capital that is required to restore that building.
How much do you need?
We need $300,000.
You know, it's important to keep in mind that we're not looking to rebuild the church or anything like that. We're just looking to make the church more prominent and bring it back to where it should be. And also to be a place that people would want to come and people would want to be a part of. That money, what it would do was actually fix up the basement and install some seismic, try to upgrade it seismically, and save this wonderful old historic building. So this is not a redo. This is really to make it more usable and a welcoming place for all of Utahns. Mm.
Shanika Sykes, James Green, and the Reverend Nurjan Govan from Trinity AME Church in Salt Lake City. We'll put some information on our website about how people can help with the restoration project. Thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you.
City Views is a production of KCPW News in Salt Lake City. Thanks to Tamara Kemsley and Katie Sheen Abbott. Our technical director is Jesse Ellis. Next time, the first speaker in the 2012 Nature of Things lecture series, scientist turned filmmaker Randy Johnson. You can join us for that discussion tomorrow. For City Views, I'm Jennifer Napier-Pierce.